Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black dropping nothing but hot indie artist music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com.
Left, right, left, right, left. Hope, salute. It's Frontline Fridays. It's your boy Slate Stone, the number one West Texas general out here. And you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with at Diva Mary Kay and at Tay Black 84. Listen.
Squad up. You know, when you hear that, it's time for Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. It's phenomenal, baby. Of course, we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in independent music. And tonight on the front line, we got one of the top soldiers, Marquee Notes, going to be live in the building. He is definitely doing his thing. He's a singer, he's a songwriter, he's a producer, and he is the founder of SiriusENT.com. So go to SiriusENT.com and check out his music. We're definitely going to be getting in with him tonight. We're going to be interviewing him. We're going to be showcasing three hot tracks of him up here that we have. I've been listening to Marquee for a minute, for about 3 months now. And it was a pleasure for me to reach out to him and have him on the guest as the show. So we got These Arms Are Mine, I Got Stay Down, and I Got Put It On You. So you guys are going to love this music. It's music for the soul. So make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Or log on my Dimes and Divas at www.divaspotradio.com/Divaspot or www.blogtalkradio.com/Divaspot and jump in the chat room. Now, y'all know we're going to get into our Educate and Regulate session. I definitely want to talk about Charles Ramsey. He was the man, the brother who rescued Amanda Berry. She was missing for 10 years and considered dead. So we're going to be talking about that story tonight. I want to get y'all feedback on that on the Educate and Regulate session. And, of course, we're going to take them to church. And we're going to get into that hot indie mix. So make sure y'all check us out. I want to get into a hot track right here. And when we come back, we're going to pay some bills. And then we're going to come back with, and we're going to get into a live interview with Marquee Notes and do our thing. Also, big shout out to all my Twitter, Facebook, Moto, Spreaker, all my internet family, everybody doing their thing and networking. We are so happy to have you guys supportive, and we want to get you guys to come on the show. So make sure you fill out your submission forms. Go to www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.divaspotent.blogspot.com, and click on the tab that says Get Interviewed in promoted. Let's take a little music break, and when we come back, we're getting into a live with Marquee Notes right here on the front line. Squad up.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping, featuring nothing but true soldiers on PhenomenalRadio.com. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Somebody out there better for me. I know I can get the things that you didn't give me. So right now, I gotta move on. Gotta go, baby.
Of course, I just hit y'all with that double play. The first one was Mary, Mary, Get Up. Definitely full of energy. Definitely love that song. And then I hit y'all with some marquee notes, These Arms of Mine. Such a beautiful song. Oh, it's just that soul music. I want to go ahead and bring in my guests to Frontline Fridays. And we're going to go to the call lines. We see you guys with your hands up. We're about to get to y'all in a few minutes. But first, we got to bring in our guest, our special guest of the night. I told you on the front line, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mark Eno.
Front line Friday. What's up, everybody?
What's going on, King? Welcome to the show. We're glad to have you here. Definitely have shown your talent, you know, being an artist, being a songwriter, the producer, the co-founder of SiriusENT.com. I mean, you got a lot of stuff going on, but let's talk about the music first. I can hear the passion in your music. What made you decide to do this song, These Arms Are Mine?
These Arms Are Mine was, I mean, it was inspired by that, that old track, These Arms Of Mine, back in the day. I used to listen to it. My grandma, my uncles, they used to be in the room and, you know, they drink their liquor and put on the old records. And I remember that song. And when I got older, I wanted to do a remake of it. And I went through something with somebody that I was with, of course, you know, something, one of those true stories to where, you know, I ended up doing some things that I shouldn't have done. And that's what really inspired the song. I wanted something, but I didn't have it at the time. So
what a great song you pick. I feel you did a great job on the remake, and we definitely gonna get some feedback from the listeners and everybody that's calling in. And shout out to everybody that's on the call line and everybody that's listening live online, everybody that's listening live on TuneIn Radio, everybody that's listening live on Phenomenal Radio, and everybody that's listening live on Sirius Radio. Thank you very much, and all the praises go to God for that. Let's talk about your musical background, how you became to becoming a singer and become to produce it? Did you go to school? Did you receive any technical training, or is this something that you were naturally born with?
Well, I started out singing in church, you know, AME, old school churches, you know, that's where I grew up singing. Choir, more on a professional level after I got out of college. I went to college at Spartanburg Methodist College. Spartanburg, South Carolina. What's up, Spartanburg? Peace out. But I went up there for a little bit, and I sang in that choir. We went around and did a couple of things in the gospel choir on that kind of level, singing. But I went into the military after that. After I got out of the military, I wanted to sing in the soldier show. They had the little soldier show. They'd go around and travel. And, you know, I really wanted to be in the soldier show, but they really wouldn't let me. So I got out, IETS out of the military, and that's when I really, really started pushing it to start doing things, music.
Well, that's a great look. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No real, you know, special training except for sitting down, you know, reading the manuals, doing what I needed to do to learn what I needed to learn for my craft.
So self-taught.
Yeah. Okay.
It was in you. The determination is definitely great. Let's go to the phone lines and get some love. And big shout out to Dope Ass Music. 510-302, you're now on the front line squad. Up, holla at us. 510-302, can you hear me? All right, we'll come back to you. Let's go to Washington. We got T-Pound in the house. 253-226. You're now on the front line with Diva Ebony B. And my special guest, Marquee Notes, is here. Squad up. Who we got on the line?
Hey, you got Tacoma's own J.D. Smoove on the line, man.
Hey. Welcome to the show, King. Okay. Thank you for coming through.
Well, yeah, most definitely, man. I just want to say, man, shoot, just big ups on doing your thing, man. I just got online, man, because I'm supporting Ebony. You feel me, man? Being there when she did her magazine, man, and was doing a thing, man, for Untapped Artists. So I just really look forward to hearing your track. You feel me? Inspired by your story, man. And hope you ain't doing nothing later tonight. You know, the show box, they got Blackstreet and what's that other nigga's name? Dave Hollister out there. You feel me? So going out there and network and let them hear your stuff.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah,
that's definitely
what's
up. Jason, we gotta give you one.
All right. Yeah.
Where's the concert gonna be at? Where is it located?
The concert tonight's at the Showbox in Seattle. Shoot, you feel me? But if you ain't doing anything, bro, you feel me? Do For Self Records on, like I said, Watch the State Song, J.D. Smoove. If you want to collaborate on some R&B music, you feel me? I'm working with some people right now, 253, 253rd. They wrote some songs for Marion and Day 26, as well as possibly some business with the business, you feel me? And some things with my man BZ3000. So we got some things in the works, you feel me? If you want to collaborate on some stuff, you feel me? I just want to come show some support. You feel me, man, where support's at, you feel me, because you sound like you're a brother, you feel me, man, and no knock to my mans, but I'm trying to put some more brothers out there on the R&B tip, you feel me, hip-hop tip, versus just seeing one man do it, Mr. McElmory, doing it for hip-hop, which we appreciate, since we ain't seen it since Mix-A-Lot, but it's time for us to step up and bring this R&B track back, like 90s style, you feel me?
No doubt, I appreciate the love, man, I'm always down to collaborate, always down to work with other brothers, you know.
Most def.
You can definitely check out J.D. Smoove on Facebook, him, www.facebook.com/JD Smoove, and I'll actually send you the link over as well. Smoove, I'm trying to get into that event tonight. Hit me up on Facebook and a link and tell me, you know, what it's going to cost the Diva to get there, because, you know, I finished with the show up at 9, and I would love to come out and network. And also, you know, we need to sit down and talk, too, as well, because, you know, we showcase the artists. And, of course, I'm looking for more artists to give real support, real promotion. And, you know, our whole thing at Phenomenal Radio is putting the power of the industry in the independent hands. So hit me up on Facebook, send me a message. So later on after the show, we can definitely network and collab and make something even bigger.
Most definitely. You got the number, man. I'll get out to you on Facebook, man. And like I said, big ups to you, man. Keep it up and going. You feel me, man? And, you know what I'm saying, if you ever need anything, just get at me.
Love to you, man.
Stay tuned. All right. Don't go nowhere, J.D. Smoove. We're going to get into some more music. I want to showcase another track here by Marquee Knows. We just played These Arms of Mine, and it was just a beautiful track. But you went a whole different direction with Stay Down. Stay Down is definitely hot. I like that, and it has a lot of meaning behind it. When I listen to music, I need that. I'm listening for the music that motivates me, that educates me, that teaches and shows me something and make me give me a real feeling, not just the beat. Tell me about Stay Down, and go ahead and introduce it live here on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B.
Well, Stay Down was one of them tracks that I really thought about the brothers who a lot of people don't think about, you know, unless they see him on the news or, you know, you see that brother that got locked up, or what about his girl, what about his family? You see that soldier who, you know, lost his limbs and coming back from war, what about his family, you know? So that's what Stay Down was all about. It was just sending a little bit of love out to them and just saying, you know, kind of speaking for them and saying, yo, babe, when I get in these bad situations, just be there for me, stay down with me, and I'll always stay down for you. That's what it was all about.
Let's go. Right here on the front line. Squad up.
While I'm walking through this wilderness, would you stay down with me? Come on.
Down with me. Stay down. Won't you stay down with me? Stay down. Won't you stay down with me? Stay down.
Stay down for me, pretty lady. If I should ever go to war, would you love for me, Terry, while I'm on some distant shore? Won't you stay down? Pretty lady, if I should ever go to jail, would you help me through the bad time? And I promise our love won't fail. Won't you stay down
with me?
Stay down.
Won't you stay down?
Yeah.
Khalid Dreams. You are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com. The star is born.
You are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at phenomradio.com. What up, it's your boy Slim the Phenomenon, and right about now you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black, at TayBlack84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Kane is in the building, nigga.
Hey, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speakers scream. Diva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dreams. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. You know who I'm rocking with is Diva Mary Kay. See, I turn on her station, man, I listen every day. She's different, not the same, that's why people know her name. And when she pumps that volume, everybody goes insane. Calling any station, if y'all hear me, there's no competition in any city. He got a girl that's cool with the guys. Diva Mary Kay, she's smooth like a ride. She's guaranteed to play high records every time. So turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speakers scream. Diva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dreams. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up.
University Place, Washington, and worldwide. Make sure y'all call us up at 347 347- 850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I just played two hot tracks for you guys right there. The first one was by Mr. Marquis Notes, and it's called Stay Down. And then the second one right there was Tamara Bubbles, and that was Jailbreak. I just really wanted to play that song behind it because you gave it to us from a male perspective and point of view. And you got to play, baby, will you hold me down when I'm out there and I get in trouble, if something happened or if I got to get deployed and go overseas or if I get locked up, will you hold me down? And then Tamara Bubbles came back and said, you know, baby, I need you home. Who's going to raise your baby? How you going to say happy birthday miles away? Who's going to cuddle your lady, you know, when you miles away? So I think it's really important for us to really look at one another and support one another because half of the brothers locked up right now is behind a woman. Real talk. Ladies, I know y'all like, no. And I did a bid before. I know how it feels to do a bid and going back and forth in court and getting your court day rescheduled and you trying to hold this person down. And then at the end of the day, some people become repeated offenders. It can be male or female. So make sure you guys definitely watch out for that. But Marquinhos, I'm so glad that you made this song because it's so true. Like, you know, will you hold me down? It's just something. And I'm going to open up JD Smooth mic too, and I'm about to go to dope in a minute. But Smooth, I want to get, you know, your feedback on that song right there. Hold on, 253-226, can you hear me? JD Smooth, are you there? All right, we'll get back to him. Dope is in the music. Dope is in on the front line. Dope, holla at us, baby.
Hey, what it do? You already know it's your boy, Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C's. Mr. Googleable Team, no filter, West Coast, Bay Area, stand up. I am now on the front line. I'm taking shots. I got my vest on. What it do, Diva?
You gotta have all your armor on when you come over here, baby. You know, we squad up. It's a movement, it's an army over here. And you guys make sure you stay tuned because there's a new show coming to Diva Spot Radio as of Mondays. We got Mommy Mob Mondays is coming through, so that's a show dedicated to our ladies. We're going to be talking about everything from motherhood to being a diva to going back to school to starting your business while you're at home with those kids to properly being able to communicate with your significant other or your child's father. We are building stronger relationships. We are building stronger women to build stronger relationships with the children and with the fathers and the husbands. So you guys stay tuned for that. It's coming this Monday, right after Mother's Day, Mommy Mom Mondays, and it's going to air 8 p.m. on the West and 11 p.m. on the East at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
Dope, so you heard the track Stay Down by Marquis Notes. What did you think about that track right there?
Now, I heard all of them, right? So I heard the first one, the one where my man had the soul in it, the you know what I'm saying? The one where it took you back to where you can imagine yourself sitting on your grandmother's couch with the plastic on it, and she got the record play with the 45 and the 8-track built into one. And that's where it took me back to. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to my man for making that heartfelt. Like, a lot of times, what I miss about hip-hop is that it don't put you in a mind state. Like, it doesn't make you relive a memory. You know what I'm saying? So my man, what he was doing, he was taking the music and making you relive a memory of your own, which is powerful. That's what hip-hop's supposed to do. It's supposed to take you and put you in that mindset of, oh, I've been there, or that's going to remind me of this. Well, shout out to my man for making good hip-hop, because that's when you know you got good hip-hop. So salute to you, bro.
Well, definitely. Marquis Notes, if you want to get more of Marquis Notes music, go to www.seriousent.com. Again, that's www.seriousent.com. It's laid out very perfectly. All the music there, you can buy the music now. You can check out more information about him. You can see what exactly what he's doing. Not only is he a seeker, he's a songwriter and a producer. So, you know, you want to network and step your game up with him. I really like Stay Down. You know, a big shout out to my brother, Corey. He would be home October after doing 5 years. 5 years, y'all. It's a long time in penitentiary. But, you know, I'm glad that my brother is coming home. My little brother is coming home. Well, he's a grown man now. I still call him Fat Man, but I'm glad that he's coming home. And there's not a lot of programs that's out there. They call this thing the halfway house. Like, this is supposed to, I don't even know what it's supposed to do. But hold your family down and, you know, be very supportive of them and help them adapt back to society. Marky Notes, I appreciate you and salute you for doing that song. And let's talk about this, that Army life or the military life. Were you in the Army, Navy? What service did you serve?
I was in the Army. I served 5 years active duty as a military policeman. When I first went in, I wanted to fly helicopters, but they told me I would have to go back to school for a little while after that. So I chose to go in, be a police officer instead. It was a good time. It was my first duty station was over in Korea. You go over there, see a lot of world travel. I think if you want to do anything, I mean, some people say the Army ain't for everybody, but I mean, I don't have anything against it, but it's not for everybody. It taught me a lot of things about life. I deal with people, different types of people. So some people you just, you know, they out there, they bad, they don't mean you no good. Some people you gotta learn how to recognize good people when you see them. So MVP, you good people.
I appreciate that. You know, one thing about the Army life, a big shout out to my sister. My sister is in the Army, and you know, a lot of my family is Army and nurses. How ironically. And Dope, I'm gonna get you. I'm about to put you on the spot in a minute, but I'm gonna wait for that because I love you. But and you know what it's for too. But you know, one thing about the Army, I can say it teaches a lot of discipline and a lot of structure. And you also work for your opportunities. Those who didn't make it in the Army, or you know, says the Army sucks and this and that and so forth, you just really wasn't willing to put in the work. You know, and you were so rushed to move up in your ranking that you didn't realize that you need to be learning something. You get a lot of opportunities while you're there. Your housing, your schooling, the schools your kids go to is top-notch. The daycares are top-notch. You know, you're not living in some rinky-dink area. Of course, it's not easy going overseas and, you know, leaving your ladies and all you Army wives that walk around there looking dusty. Get it together. I mean, serious. You know I'm about to get them right now. You Army wives looking like you just didn't want to get up. You all in the PX and in the commissary, ain't combed your hair, ain't brushed your teeth, ain't slapped a Diva lip gloss on. What is wrong with you? Your man making $3,000 to $4,000 a month. You mean to tell me you can't wash your face? Please.
You're going hard.
I mean, you know you done seen them in the commissary or the PX looking like, who did that? Like, no, you didn't.
It's
all that
money
your man making.
There's some good looking ones out there, too.
Oh, yeah, it's some good looking women.
It's some good looking ones out there.
I do give them that. It's some great moms. It's some great, and let me say that because with every negative, there's a positive. Thank you, King. I always say it for correction because it makes you better. But there are some beautiful Army wives, some beautiful women, some beautiful mothers. They come together and have these little events and stuff for the wives and the kids, and they do beautiful things. It's always something to do. And when they have an event, oh, it's an event, baby. Everything is laid out. But, you know, I just see the pack rags and getting together, and then they get depressed. I know it hurt that your man is gone and he overseas, but you got to realize you signed up for this, baby. Think about it. He is not going to be home all the time. So with having a title, Army Wife, you're supposed to be Army Strong. So make it happen.
I'm
just saying. The benefits after, one thing I have heard a lot of, like, after you get out of the Army and you become a civilian, a lot of soldiers that I've talked to and a lot of Army wives that I've talked to said, you know, it was hard for you guys to transition and to get a job after serving your country. Hey, was it hard for you after you, you know, got out of the Army to receive a decent career?
No, I didn't have I didn't have that problem. I guess the thing for me was, which one do I pick? You know, where do I want to go? I had an offer from an engineering company to go out and do, like, environmental engineering, environmental studies. I had offers from the state to go to be a state trooper, or I didn't want to do anything else in law enforcement. So after working, you know, a few jobs, it was just I decided I didn't want to work for anybody else. I just knew that. I just had that in me. I didn't have it in me to work for anybody else, not for a long time. Because I knew, you know, nobody's trying to make me rich. Nobody's trying to, you know, put a whole lot of food on my table, just enough to keep me a little bit happy, take me a couple of ways. You know, nobody's really trying to set me and my children up, you know, for the future. The only person who's really going to be able to pick that up, carry that weight, that have to be me, you know.
Let's talk about Sirius Entertainment Group. How did that start?
Honestly, it was three friends. We were sitting down. We were talking about starting a recording label. They were really pushing me to record an album because I had recorded These Arms of Mine and Put It On You. And those were just like songs that I did. We put it on the compilation, and we weren't really supposed to do anything with those two songs, but they ended up being there, and we put them out there, and we got really, really good feedback. Really, really good feedback. So that's how those ended up happening.
Now, for the artists and the music composers and the producers, the engineers that signed it up to create a profile and a fan page on Sirius Entertainment Group, what benefits are they going to receive from it? Also, the exposure as well.
Well, outside of the exposure that we get every day on the site, you know, we have feature packages for the front page. We have other benefits as well, as you can sell or give away free downloads to promote your album. You can also link other things onto your Sirius ENT page. You know, if you want to come on, you want to create a profile, you can customize that profile for you. You know, you can put your tweets on it, you know, link it to your Twitter page, link it to your Facebook page, just kind of make it your central location to put all of the places that you sell your records. You can put all of those things on your Sirius ENT. Benefit, I'm not taking your money like them other people are. That's the benefit.
And that's what's up. Big shout out for having Slate Stone. Big shout out to him. He's one of the featured artists here on Sirius Entertainment Group. So that's SiriusENT.com. Again, that's SiriusENT.com. If you want to get it, just go to my Facebook right now or jump in the chat room. It's actually posted on my timeline. You can see it. But big shout out for Slate Stone. Big shout out to all my phenomenal radio family over there. 1,000, a 1,000 network.
Slate Stone is the man. You know, he showed me a lot of love. I appreciate that, brother, over there. Phenomenal radio. I listen to it a lot. I love it. You know, I listen to your show a lot. I love it. I appreciate y'all. Y'all do good, great things for independent artists.
We love doing what we do. It's a great thing to give the artists more tools to be independent. Like, that's a major big thing. It's a lot of work that go into this, y'all, but it's a big thing to give the artists, you know, in the business owners who's coming through as well, because we got to think about the business owner as well. But you guys go to www.phenomradio.blogspot.com and go to our information kiosk. Check out our network info kiosk and check out everything there, and check out the free toolbars, check out the Power Player blends, check out all of it. Listen to the music that we got on there. We got the Extra Voice, we got Media Rec. We got Phenomenal Radio, HBTV, we got the Indie Spotlight, so we always have artists in the ways that you can collab. We got promotional packages over there, we got PR, we got brand management, photography. It's a one-stop shop over there, and it's all for the independent artists, the independent business owners. It's phenomenal. Let's get into some more music. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You got everything you need.
Yeah. Like, isn't it nice to just be able to shop in one place and don't have to just go all over the place and, you know, dealing with people saying, oh, yeah, they got it, and this person, and they can hook you up and whatnot. But you get hooked up in one spot.
That's what the networking is all about. That's what the networking is all about.
And we are true to what we say what we can do for you. We definitely get results. We are not here to, you know, those J jerkers, and we watch out for J jerkers too. I'm coming out with a J jerkers page. It's going to be on my blog. J jerkers, meaning those J jerking artists, J jerking promoters, J jerking PRs, J jerking managers. You're going to be going on there. We're just collecting names. We just haven't got to you yet. And it's sad that I got over 100 of people that's J-jerkers. Oh, we got you. I want to get into this hot track, Put It On You. And you did. You definitely put it on me in this song. I ain't even going front. Go ahead and introduce you right here live on Frontline Fridays. And dope, I'm going to get you when I get back.
Yeah. Well, Put It On You was one of my freak nasty tries. You know, that's one of them songs that like I said, we got in the studio that night, and it was, I don't know, it was one of them sexy nights. It was real sexy that night, you know. So check it out. Put it on.
You're sexy right here with Marquee Notes. We'll put it on you on Frontline Fridays. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. It's phenomenal, baby.
When I think of you, I'm turned on. Now I'm on the phone and I'm calling you, babe. Here I come to you, babe. Crazy things just happen involuntary. And I can't control it, baby. What you trying to do to me?
What you trying to do, I'm gonna turn you out. What's up?
Because I seen Jay Big said it the other day. He said, if Dope don't stop posting these twerk videos, I'm going to get with him. Now, I just happen to be scrolling, and I know there's something about birthday cake and cornbread that attracts you men, especially black men. But, what's going on, King?
Well, you know what I'm saying? Here's the thing with dope-ass music. I like freedom of expression. So it's sort of like I post the beautiful stuff. You know, I'm always posting, you know, in-depth, you know, provocative, thought-provoking stuff, you know, celebrating the beauty of human nature. But then sometimes you got to show the ratchetness. So you got to see the beauty in everything. So it's not that dope, like, twerk videos or that I'm addicted to twerk videos. I'm not at Twerk Videos Anonymous. It's just, you know what I'm saying, I see the beauty in everything, whether it's ratchetness or in the celebration of life and music and colors and love. That's all.
Hey, Dope, I love you, baby, but ain't nothing beautiful about ratchetness. Sorry. I'm just sorry. But, you know, it's all good. You have control over your Facebook, and so do I. And if you don't see me posted, you know, lately, that's because I had to block your ass for a second. Oh, my God. Marquino, tell me. You a brother, and a very soulful brother. You got sexy in the studio that night and put it on us.
Oh, yeah.
Do you watch twerk videos?
Twerk videos? You mean like dancing videos or like...
Yeah,
you know, like
the girls twerking. Yeah, do you watch
some of them, but some of them just a little too ratchet for me. You know, y'all went to ratchetness. You know, it's different degrees of ratchetness. But you know, when you start doing a little some of the stuff I've been seeing little baby girls 3 and 4 doing all kind of crazy stuff. That's where it gets a little too much.
Whoa, hey, don't pass music. Make sure that they're at least 18 and over. I don't post no young kids. You know what I'm saying? I got principles and morals, God, doggy. You know what I'm saying? You got to be 18 or over for me to post your ratchetness on my page. All
right. Well, how do you know if they're 18 or older?
They go a little bit too far. They go way too far these days.
Oh, yeah, I got a verifier. I got a Facebook, I got a twerk video verifier. You know what I'm saying? I scan it, and it says approved or not approved. Hey, Queen, I don't need you to quit cutting it out like I'm just supposed to twerk videos all day long. That's not me. Doggone it. Don't be giving a bad impression. He just now beat me.
He's right. You're right, Marquis. He's not. Dope is not some type of pervert. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not.
It's been fine, but, you know, once he get late night, or you got to just watch Dope. You got to watch it on other stations. And you got to, lately, he been getting real freak butt nasty. Do you hear me? It's been funky. He's getting real funky, but he's a great dude. You know what I'm saying? That's my dude. But, you know, I had to ask him, you know, what's going on lately? Because it's kind of getting out of hand, brother. I'm waking up in the morning to praise the Lord on Facebook, and all I see is and it's dope. It's dope. I'm like, what? Lord, I'm going to pray for him.
I'm going to have to go over and check that page out. I want to see this for myself. But to answer your question, yeah, I watch him. I'm guilty.
Yeah, I watch it. I'm good. Lock me up. Throw away the key.
I just had to throw that out there. I'm guilty. I watch it too.
I'm glad that you admitted it, because I wasn't going to be the only sinner on this doggone station right now. Hey, I'm going to Twerkers Anonymous tomorrow.
Send me that number, too. Send me that number. I need that.
Hey, I want to give a big shout out to my man, J.R. Smooth, though. Today he had a really good show where he was talking about, you know, children that have been, you know, abused in their past, and also, you know, about relationships and being in relationships with women that have been abused or men that have been abused. And shout out to him for having a real good show. You know, I commented on that, you know, because, yeah, it's cool to have fun and have, you know, tomfuckery every now and then, but sometimes you got to have that good stuff to make people think and get outside of their comfort zone
and put that love out there so you can get some of that love back. So shout out to my man, J.R. Smooth.
Yeah, big shout out to J.R. Smooth. It's so important that we talk about these issues and, you know, the things that really address us in our community. You know, we can't just keep, you know, running around here like it's not happening and trying to ignore it, you know, and acting like we don't see it. We see it. We see it, and it's just a lot of people who we got this whole thing of mind your business. You know, mind your business. If it ain't got nothing to do with me, well, I'm not trying to get involved with that. You know, that has nothing to do with me. I don't want to get involved. I ain't trying to get nobody business. That's the last thing I need is somebody coming at me sideways talking about I'm all up in their business. So, you know, I'm so glad that he had a show like that, especially when you're talking about being in a relationship with somebody that was in an abusive relationship, rather than men and women. So you can be able to see the telltale signs, because that'll mess you up later on.
Amen.
Have you, I'm lost my train of thought, but yeah, Marky Notes, have you ever been in a relationship or dealt with somebody who was in an abusive relationship?
Definitely. I mean, it's definitely important when and where people are coming from. You know, you got to understand, you know, the mentality of how they were raised. You know, you can't get around that kind of stuff. And yeah, I've definitely been in a relationship with somebody who, you know, grew up around, you know, things that I didn't grow up around, you know, grow up seeing their mom and daddy fighting, and, you know, it makes a different person to come out of a soul like that. You know, if they don't want to change and don't know no better, then that's the pattern that they're going to continue on in life and in relationships. But, you know, I would suggest anybody out there who's got anything going on like that in their life, you know, seek some kind of, and find somebody to talk to, you know, whether it's a pastor, you know, that's what I always have to encourage people to do, talk to somebody. Get it out.
Let's educate. You're right. Get it out. Let's educate and regulate on this thing. Let's go. That's Charlie. Come on, baby.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. Hey, queen, gone too strong. Hey, queen, gone too strong. Hey, queen, what you too strong? On the front line, Diva Ebony B. Hey, queen, gone too. Hey, queen, gon' do some. Hey, queen, what you do some? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Yeah. I want to get into the story real quick before we get into the mix. Charles Ramsey was the one that actually helped with the escape of Amber Berry. And Amber Berry was reported 10 years ago missing, and they had considered her dead. And they actually he knew the dude, the next door neighbor that had them held captive for 10 years. He had this girl for 10 years, and he happened to be getting off work, and he was coming from McDonald's eating his Big Mac, and it's this, you know, this big story on it. And he's real articulate, you know, he's real creative, as he should be in his interview as a brother. And he was saying how, you know, he was coming home from the restaurant that he worked with. He was eating his Big Mac, and he heard a woman scream, and it was like a horrific scream. And he ended up looking over, and the girl was kicking and screaming and bugging out, trying to get out of this house. And you couldn't open the door. The only thing you can do was get your arm out of it. So I'm guessing that it was the doors with the bars on it. And she was kicking and screaming and bugging out. He ended up going and helping her out. Somebody else helped him. The brother seen he was kicking the door in, and they called the police. And he said, you know, I'm calling to report, you know, a woman by the name of Amber Berry, you know. And then he thought about, like, wait a minute, they said this woman was dead 10 years ago. And, of course, she got on the phone, confirmed who she was, and the police came and everything. But here's the cold thing about this. He had been eating ribs with this dude, barbecuing with this dude, going over, chilling out, listening to, you know, merengue music and all of that. Like, he had been literally kicking it with this person all the time and had no idea that this girl and more girls were in there. And he had been living there for a year. And, you know, of course, they auto-tuned the video and whatnot. You can look it up on YouTube and put on Charles Ramsey iTunes, and you can check all the stories out and whatnot. But that is something. That's why when my neighbor moved in next door, I went over there to meet him. He's an older Russian guy. I don't know him like that, but I needed to know who he was and who his family was and who was moving next door. But just imagine your neighbor next door for 10 years, you eat ribs and kicking a bobo with this dude, and he have enslaved these women in their house for more than 10 years, and the girls were, he was getting the women pregnant. And what he was doing, what they were doing, it was other guys. They were kicking and punching the girls in the stomach and making them have miscarriage. So they're trying to charge him with murder as well for an unborn child. Marky Knows, what do you think about that?
That's something, man. I guess you. It's hard to tell who's living right next door to you. Mm-hmm. Some people don't. You know, only allow certain people so far into their lives, and you never really know who's right next to you, who's standing next to you, who's,
yep,
you know, next to you in the street. You never know who you're looking at. You never know.
For all you pedophiles out there and all you kidnappers and all you people, even women too, because women do this stuff too. This for y'all right here.
You done insulted me, and I got to kick your ass right now. And afterwards, I don't want no hard feelings either.
Yeah. It'll go down. People, ladies and gentlemen, know your neighbors. Know your neighbor's kids. Know your neighbor's man. Know who it is. Know Pookie, Day-Day, Craig, Jeff, John, Tim, Jim. Get up all in their business. Be the nosy neighbor. I'm the nosy neighbor. It doesn't matter to me. I got a 10-year-old son around here, and I'm about to have a baby in December. So you think I ain't going to know who you is? I'm not going to pay my bills or my rent to hide you. And especially when we're living in complexes, as a neighborhood, you never know who you hide in. That's crazy. Marky Knows, why don't you go ahead and tell the people how to contact you for collaborations and for promotion and advertisement, and also where to go to follow you on Twitter and your website.
All right. For promotions and collaborations, you can get at me at markynotes@gmail.com. Twitter, twitter.com/markynotes. Facebook, The Real Marky Knows. That's The TheMarkyKnotes. The Real Marky Knows on Facebook. The same on Reverb. Check me out there. Check me out on SiriusCNT.com. For any information about getting with me, you can always send it to SiriusCNT. Just send it directly to SiriusCNT, and I'm going to get it, definitely. Collaborations. Songs. I'm looking for songwriters. If you got the hot songs, you a good R&B singer. If you a good R&B writer, you a good let's say gospel writer, inspirational writer. I'm looking to work with you. So get at me, please. Let's make some decent music, some good music. Put it out there in the world and do some things to change it. Music is powerful. Realize your power, and let's do something about it.
I appreciate you coming through, Marky Knows. You are more than welcome to come on the front line any time and squad up with us. You know, anytime you want to send any music to us and whatnot, we are definitely supporters. We're not just fans. We are supporters of Marky Knows, and we just very proud of you and appreciate
what?
The music that you're putting out. So thank you. Bless, bless, bless.
Squad up. Thank you, Ed. I appreciate you.
Okay. No problem. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. Squad up. We are powered by Phenomenal. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. And to get interview promoted and showcased, go to www.divaspotent.blogspot.com and click on the interview and promote tab. We're going to get into this hot diva mix that I made right here on the front line. And after that, we're going to take him to church. Y'all know we got to take him to church. Let's go.
You're listening to Spreaker Web Radio.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot. On the grind.
has finally come. I will travel to the seven seas. I will lead and go wherever the wind blows me. I'll do anything for my destiny. It's like fighting with gravity, and it's bringing me down. If this world is really round, then tell me how. Is it so long for you to come around? No. Don't leave me hanging. I've been waiting too long for this moment. My ship has finally come.
Looking at our baby happy anniversary. hardest. See, the Lord will be in it. This is my testament, the realest thing I ever wrote. Genesis and Exodus, revelation in existence. This is my testament, the realest thing I ever wrote. From nothing created something, 7 days you created heaven. This is my testament, the realest thing I ever wrote. Genesis and Exodus, revelation in existence. This is my testament, the realest thing I ever wrote. From nothing created something, 7 days you created heaven. Now we 4 years in this thing, you just don't feel the same. I call you by your middle name, the risk reminds you, but it's not enough. You want the wedding, 2+ time is taken, but your life is winding down. How do I get my head around not having you for eternity on this earth next to me? I'll be so lonely, who will hold me heavy on my mind? When my heart down like gravity, it's a tragedy. You matter so much to me, the others can't do me. Hollow wall, their souls are so empty. Damn, you complete me. Happily ever after is what I'm after. Lord, do you hear me sincerely? So sincerely. Hashtag it, RNS. This is for everybody who's going through some real stuff with that significant other. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Hocus Pocus. You know what I'm saying? That's the blow. Say shout out to my man, Bugs Bazaar. Yo, bad for you to come out of here, man.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl, Shawana, in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is rolling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
That things like to get better with time, but I still need you. Why is that? You're the only image in my mind, so I still see you around. I miss you.
Something, man. Got all these hot cars and hot cribs. Ain't got nobody to share it with, baby. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Hey, girl. How you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, wow. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. Name is Charlie.
With all of this fortune, what am I doing single? Sometimes I tell myself, man, get out and mingle. You don't have to be alone, you need someone to love. But being famous, sometimes it's hard to find someone to trust.
But here with that design, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
That I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl, how you doing? How you doing? My name is Charlie.
Charlie. Last name Wilson.
I was wondering if I could take you out. I invite you to the house. Here is my
number.
Call me. And don't forget.
No.
My name is Charlie.
Now I ain't got nobody to ride in my new coupe with. And got nobody to chill with on the weekend. This is just a house, just a one makes it a home. Love don't count me out, cause I'm so all alone.
But here with that design, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl,
hey girl. ahead of us. Deja vu.
Have I seen you somewhere before?
I know you've heard it somewhere.
You know I want you there for sure.
And that's why I'm introducing myself.
Hey,
yeah.
My name is Charlie.
First name Charlie.
Last name Wilson.
I was wondering
if I could take you out.
Show you a good time.
Invite you to
in my dreams.
Someone to talk me off the bridge any day or night. She teach me how to live, she ain't afraid of life. Not easily impressed with the rich and famous life, cause she done been there and heard all the rumors before. She love art, she ride out with me on my music tour. She like the herbs, natural medicine, she cooking good. She tell me everything is cool and ain't looking good. For real, the world's so ill. Yo, I want a girl so real, who not after material wealth but get dope still. Or maybe an educator, a lady with etiquette, who could be from out the hood or either work for the president, as long as there's no selfishness. Yes, as long as her love for the people is deep-rooted and evident, you could be easily recruited, you have it sent. Your smile put me at ease, you the woman I need, but where is she? Trying to reply them, they never suppose I get my quiet timing. They think forever I'm rolling in dough, swimming in a pool of cash. God, wouldn't they know, or am I a fool of ass? I'm well known, got people coming at me mad. I had to tell homes, I don't keep a cell phone. My bad, I drag off the L and try to silence it. The noise in my head, the curse of the talented. Strong communicator, vagabond, I gallivant around the equator. And that will get me off the radar, it's so intense. I'm on my Lilo and Stitch, pour my Pinot Grigio crisp with some lime, yo, with this. An immaculate version of me and my bitch, my Biggie, with all respect, cause you the only one who gets me. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, yeah, we bring it every time. Yeah, pour a little cherry wine. Yeah. Hey, yo, Salon. Yeah, I think they know the time. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, you pour a little cherry wine. Yeah. Life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what,
Life is good. Life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good.
I wear a name.
Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Coming.
Yo. Yeah, so you know, word, Diva's got the shoes up in there. I know, hold on. Who that over there?
Baby, I can bring the heat when it's cold outside. The one you need, baby, ride or die. Anything that you can imagine, I can make it happen. Only one to hold you down.
A good man deserves a good woman that'll treat you right.
Yo, love, you love. Come here for a minute. 2 seconds, right there. Hey, yo, come here, young lady with the skin of a baby, who dressed like a Wall Street woman, you Haley. I know your family, they my people for life. Had a beef behind the wall, one of your cousins, he threw me a knife. But that's yesteryear's life is intact. Been batting, quit rapping, but I'm just reacting, your body packing. I know not to ask a woman's age, but it's crazy these days. No time for slip-ups, the industry is crazy. Bloodhounds chasing these girls, girls chasing these birds. They see whips, we see curves, but I need one with knowledge of self and whole words, say words. Yo, hop inside the ass and put your feet on the fur. Let's talk, put the Birkin in the back by the door. Don't put it on the floor, it's bad luck, so don't fall. You got a strong aura, I'm digging, it's no reneging. I want a boo, who gon' give me the business, hit
Guinness. Baby, I can bring the heat when it's cold outside. The one you need, baby, ride or die. Can imagine, I can make it happen.
Yo,
only one to hold you down.
Just give it to
her.
Put your gear in the master. Don't worry about paper, that's after. Life chapter, we good. Keep it to yourself, no need for gas. Let's keep it tuned. Let me buy you a clinic. Save your black cousins. No, I'm not racial, I'm pro black. It's all in the facial. I put so many on, needing pesos. Free trips, in them is the Caicos. My villa in Lego, designed it with some real estate, paid fake hoes. No, I'm not nice, boo. I'm humble and spicy. I'll be down and shoot the fire for my wifey. Draws and Nikes. Capricorns attracting mad Pisces. Throw on these icies, watch it fall out. Yup, flight season, I'ma take you everywhere you wanna go. Where you wanna be, let's done out. Hold hands and roll. Block super bubble, give me some sugar. Let's jump in a jet bugger and make it to the crib. Give me the
baby,
hookup.
Baby, I can bring the heat when it's cold outside. The one you need, baby, ride or die. Anything that you can imagine, I can.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yeah, I know I'm on the spot on the grind with this. It's Frontline Fridays. Each and every Friday we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in independent music. I'll make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Want to give a big shout-out to all my Facebook family. Of course, Rob Lavender, Rocka Blocka, Rashawn A. Page, Pete Julian, Coleon, Penny Brinson, Pedro Bradley, Nadine, Mysterious, Miss Mysterious Swag, Melissa Newcourt, Mary Miller, Simon. Big shout out to you and to my Twitter fam as well. Big shout out to Miss Red. I see you, Miss Queen. Big shout out to Slate Stone. Big shout out to Phenomenal Radio. Big shout out to Phenom One Night Stand. Big shout out to Future Groove 100. As well as big shout out to Skyscrape Films. Definitely check those guys out. Big shout out to West Now the Genius. Also, big shout out to CC Bloom. I see you guys all on Twitter. We appreciate the love. Of course, we're going to get into our next segment and our last segment, but last but not least, of course, we're going to get into the Taking the Church segment. So, Kale Dreams, why don't you come in here and drop it down for us?
Still preaching and I'm still hungover, still drunk from a Saturday night. But I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it in the heaven gates, cause they say I'm living wrong, which this won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away, far away from here. I misbehave, this lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work, so I'ma take them to church, 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 church.
Take them to church, y'all. Big shout out to DJ OSP. That's DJ OSP. Make sure y'all hit him up and check him out. He's definitely doing it big. Hopefully we can network with DJ OSP and see if we can get him to be our DJ on Spiritual Feedings. The show is definitely coming back. Big shout out to Jeremiah, too. We're going to be having that show coming back at the beginning of June. We definitely want to make sure we put in the right preparations and doing it right. Gag, swag, and rap Christ. I'm trying to tell y'all, it's a beautiful thing. And big shout out to Simon. He is getting baptized soon. So, Simon, big shout out to you, and God bless us. You're getting baptized soon. Diva up. That's a beautiful thing. Let's go ahead and get into this Take Him to Church segment. And I wanted to, of course, I read daily my word. I get up, and my routine is at 6, I get up, I listen to 30 minutes of gospel on my Pandora, and then I read out of my Women of Color devotional Bible. I would suggest in everybody to get a devotional Bible, get a daily Bible, you know, a Bible that's going to, you can read daily, every day, and try to make sure it's a daily Bible, but it's at least for a year. So, I want to talk about spiritual growth, and the scripture comes from Proverbs 22, verse 6. It says, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. And I think it's so, I love that scripture. That's Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Says, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. So it's not that, you know, our kids are just off the hook or off the chain or anything like that. They don't have any guidance. We just going to have to train them up the right way. You know, we got to just take some time and train up the right way and put those gospel principles in them. And they have to start with us as parents. But I'm going to read y'all a short story. It says, yes, Lord, that's my baby. Wow, look how she has grown, Cynthia declared. It seems like if it was only yesterday she was in your arms, Megan. You must be so proud of her. Megan beamed as she sat and watched her little girl singing in the choir at the children's chapel. The fourth Sunday was always a full house with proud parents and grandparents racing to get to the front pews to see the performance of their little pride and joy. Yes, Lord, that's my baby. Go ahead, sweetie, you can do it, Megan shouted as little Melissa approached the microphone for her first solo. She had done such a fine job in the Christian recital, in a Christian recital where the more seasoned children normally dominate, that the choir director felt it was time to let the smaller ones shine for the Lord. Well, amen to that. How do you do it, Cynthia asked. I mean, you have Melissa in the choir, Rodney in the junior class Bible leader, and Denise is on the junior stewardess board. Girl, tell me your secret. I can barely get JJ to read his Bible regularly, and Sunday school teachers always sending notes home about him playing around. Megan declared, it's no secret. I'm just doing what my mama did for us. She taught us to love the Lord before we were weaned from the bottle. That's hot. She taught us to love the Lord before we were weaned from the bottle. There was never any force, no bribing. Mama read the scriptures along with our nursery rhymes. I can only pray that I'm training my children in the same way by providing such an early Christian education. Girl, I'm sure JJ would do the same. He lets our children begin studying and worshiping together. There's no greater joy than to watch a child observe the teachings of the gospel. What a joyful noise it is to hear our children sing out in his holy name, to see them engaging in the Bible school teachings and becoming active in the youth and young adult ministries. Jesus said, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. And that comes from Luke 18, verse 17. Now, y'all know I got to give y'all some homework when we read this, and it's so important for us to apply this. We can read the word of God and we can study it, but we have to apply it. So here's the application. Teach your babies by example, y'all. Let them see you in the Word. Let them see you reading the Word. Let them see you listening to gospel music. Let them see you praying. Let them know you live the Word and guide them to approach or copy all that you do to promote His kingdom. It is never too early nor too late for the matter to teach our children how to love the Lord. And I pray out, Heavenly Father, guide me as I instruct and teach our precious jewels all that is in your name, Lord, so that they may teach others to do your holy and righteous as well, Lord. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Still preaching and I'm still hungover, still drunk from a Saturday night. But I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it in the heaven gates, cause they say I'm living wrong, which this won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away, far away from here. I misbehave, this lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work, so I'ma take them to church, 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 church.
We got about 10 minutes left in this thing, baby. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're tuning in live to Frontline Fridays on Diva Spot Radio. I'm on the spot on the grind. Let's go to the call lines and get some love. 646-673, you on the front line. Holla at us.
Yo, what's up, Heavy DB? Big Sean, S6 here. Dream say happy Mother's Day to you and on the Mother's Out Day. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Sean. Peace, King. I appreciate that. What you got plans for Mother's Day coming up? What are you going to do for your
mom? Oh, I got to work, sweetheart. I got to work in Radio City. We get ready for this NBC up front for the corporate world. They got upcoming shows for NBC, so my day's already tied up.
So I got work to do.
I just want to say real quick, Ebony, see that I got nominated. Shout out to my man CEO Brandon Frame of A Black Man Can. I was nominated for an award for my grinding and promoting SX energy drink, so
that's
please
cool.
Vote for me. Yeah. The award ceremony is Father's Day, so I could win me a nice crystal award, but I am nominated. So shout out to A Black Man Can.
That's what's up. We definitely are proud of you, and a black man can. Yes, he will, and yes, he did.
Well, y'all can see that interview on the Black Man Can. Go to Twitter. You see me there, Sean Felder, Brandon Frame interviewed me talking about my ethnocentric movement, how I started, and where I'm going with this. You know, example for the young black guy, young black boys, to see how anything's possible if they put their mind to it. You know what I'm saying? So I want to give a big, big shout out for Brandon Frame, CEO, for interviewing me and having them nominate for the award. So we'll see what happens.
That's definitely what's up. We appreciate you coming through and, you know, sharing your accomplishments. And that's a beautiful thing, you know. And it shows with a lot of perseverance and a lot of determination and a lot of structure and networking and believing that you can do it, it can get done. Never let nobody tell you that it would never happen. No only means it's another way. And, you know, you got to think about who you're telling your dreams to and sharing your success with, because some people can be envious of you and they will try to sabotage you. So, you know, just think about that and look at Sean, you know, of Excess Energy Dream. He is doing his thing and getting nominated for awards because he believed it. He had a goal, he seen it, and he went for it and didn't give up. And that's what it's all about. So, you know, King, we are very, you know, proud of you, and we're glad that you've taken the approach, because you could be doing, you know, anything else with your brand, or you can be doing anything else in a negative way, but you're not. You're showing improvement.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
We appreciate that. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live on the front line. If you want to be interviewed, showcased, or promoted, hit me up at www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. Again, that's divaspotent.blogspot.com. Y'all make sure y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. Tune in with me tomorrow with me and Jay Biggs on Step Your Game Up Saturdays. New time, 12 p.m. on the West, and 3 p.m. on the East. Again, that's 12 p.m.